All right, everyone, get ready because today we are going deep into AI in e-commerce.
Sounds good.
We've got this excerpt. It's called How AI is Changing the Way We Sell Online. And it's been looked at by, you know, some pretty big names in the industry.
Oh, cool.
So this deep dive is perfect for anyone who's interested in, you know, the future of e-commerce.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you're like already selling online or if you're just starting to think about it. There's going to be something here for you.
You know, one of the things that really struck me about this piece is how it really just nails the challenges that e-commerce businesses are dealing with right now. You know,
oh yeah,
like customer acquisition costs, they're through the roof.
It's crazy.
They've gone up like 40% just since 2021.
Wow.
And then you've got cart abandonment rates. Nearly 70% of shoppers just leave their carts.
Yeah, no.
It's a big problem.
It's a huge problem.
It is.
Like, how is anyone making money online these days with those numbers?
Exactly. And that's where AI is coming in.
It's the solution.
It is. It offers some really powerful solutions.
This isn't just hype.
No.
This excerpt is talking about real solutions that are already changing things.
It is.
Yeah.
It's pretty remarkable what's happening.
So, like,
imagine being able to, like, predict what a customer wants before they even realize it themselves.
Wow.
Or a system that can adjust your prices, you know.
Automatically
keep you ahead of the competition.
That's.
This is the stuff we're going to be talking about.
Wild.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump in.
Yeah.
First up, those AI-driven product recommendations, I mean.
Everyone's seen them. Right.
Like, how does Amazon seem to know exactly what you're looking for? It's like magic.
Right.
But it's not magic, is it?
Well, not really.
It's AI. It's these systems that use something called collaborative filtering.
Which basically means...
So they're looking at...
They're looking at tons of data, finding patterns in what people are buying. And then they're using those patterns to, like, figure out what you might be interested in.
Makes sense.
And the thing is, these systems, they're using these complex models, deep learning models, to constantly refine their recommendations.
So they're always learning.
Always learning, adapting.
That's...
No wonder Amazon, 35% of their revenue comes directly from these AI-powered recommendations.
35%? That's a huge chunk of change.
It is.
That really highlights the impact that this could have for any online business.
For sure.
But let's move on to another area where AI is making waves.
Okay.
Conversational AI and chatbots.
Oh, yeah.
I know
we've all had those bad experiences with those clunky chatbots.
Oh, yeah. Those can be frustrating.
Yeah.
But the AI-powered chatbots...
These are different.
They're totally different. What? They use natural language processing.
Which is a fancy way of saying...
They can actually understand and respond to human language in a way that feels, you know, natural, intuitive.
So more than just like those simple pre-programmed responses... Exactly. They can handle complex questions, make recommendations, troubleshoot issues.
Wow.
Shopify, for example, they've seen a 45% increase in their customer response rates since they implemented ChatGPT-powered chatbots.
That's massive.
Yeah.
So it's almost like having a 247 customer service team.
Right there and available.
Yeah, exactly. That can scale as your business grows.
Yeah.
What I find really interesting about this is that it frees up the human agents to focus on the more, like, complicated stuff.
Yes, the things that require that human touch.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which leads to a better experience for everyone.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
Win-win.
Yeah.
All right, let's switch gears a bit. Let's talk about something that's maybe not as flashy, but super important.
Okay.
AI-powered inventory optimization.
Oh, yeah.
This is where AI can really help with those behind-the-scenes operations.
It can.
Yeah.
Instead of relying on your gut or those old spreadsheets, AI can analyze your sales data, current trends,
right,
even external factors like the weather, to forecast demand.
That's so cool.
It helps you avoid overstocking, which ties up your cash, and prevents stockouts,
which lead to lost sales.
Exactly.
And I was reading in this excerpt that some AI-driven inventory management tools have cut down on stockouts by like 35%.
That's a huge improvement.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, it goes straight to the bottom line.
And beyond just the financial stuff.
It's about customer experience.
It makes things smoother, more reliable.
Builds loyalty.
Yeah, which can lead to more sales down the line.
Exactly.
Speaking of loyalty, let's talk about dynamic pricing and competitive intelligence.
Ooh, yes.
AI can be your secret weapon here.
In a way, it can.
To maximize profits.
Yeah.
It's pretty powerful stuff.
It uses these really complex algorithms.
Okay.
To analyze all sorts of data.
So, like, what kind of data?
Competitor pricing, demand changes, even customer behavior, to figure out the best price for your products.
At any given time.
At any given time.
Wow.
It's like having this pricing expert constantly watching the market.
And making sure you're getting the best price. I read in this excerpt that AI-powered pricing tools can actually boost profits on average by 10 to 25%.
It's a big range, but the potential is there.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's not just about raising prices.
Right.
It's about finding that balance where you're making money.
But also.
But you're still appealing to your customers.
You're staying competitive.
You got to stay competitive.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. So now, for someone who spends way too much time staring at a blank page, I am very intrigued by this whole AI-generated content for e-commerce.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, imagine if AI could help us write those product descriptions, engaging social media posts, even translations.
It's already happening.
It is.
It is. AI is generating high-quality content. It's optimized for search engines. It's tailored for specific audiences. And it can even adapt for different cultural contexts.
No way.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
I mean, the excerpt even mentioned that this AI content generation can reduce copywriting costs by like 60% while also boosting conversion rates.
It's a game changer.
So it's a win-win.
It is. But you have to remember that AI isn't a replacement for human creativity.
Right.
It's a tool to help your content team free them up so they can focus on strategy and storytelling.
The things that humans do best.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground so far.
Yeah, we have.
AI-driven recommendations, chatbots, inventory optimization, dynamic pricing, and even content generation.
Phew.
Yeah, it's clear that AI is having a major impact on how we sell online.
No doubt.
But let's bring it back to our listener for a second.
Okay.
Why should you care about all of this?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
All this technology is cool, but it only matters if it helps your business.
Right.
So let's talk about those benefits, okay. Starting with the big one, increased sales and conversions.
The bottom line.
Exactly.
We've already seen how AI can drive recommendations that lead to sales.
Right.
But this whole personalization thing goes way beyond that.
Imagine a world where every customer feels like they're walking into a store that was designed just for them.
That would be amazing.
It would.
Especially online.
Especially online.
Where it's so easy to feel lost in the crowd.
Exactly. AI can personalize every step of the shopping experience.
From the moment they land on your site?
To the moment they check out.
Wow.
The excerpt even mentioned that AI-driven personalization can increase conversion rates by 30% or more.
30% or more, that's a game changer.
It's huge.
Especially in such a competitive market.
It is.
It's not just about getting the sale, though, is it?
No, it's also about keeping those customers coming back.
Customer retention.
Exactly. AI is really powerful for that.
Oh.
By giving them those personalized experiences, making them feel valued.
Right.
You build relationships that lead to repeat business and brand loyalty.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's not just about the bottom line either.
No, it's not.
We talked about how those chatbots can improve the customer experience with instant support.
Right. Yeah.
But AI can go even further than that, can it?
It can anticipate needs, provide solutions before the customer even knows they have a problem.
It's like a mind reader.
It's all about creating that seamless, personalized experience.
Where the customer feels like you truly understand them.
Exactly.
So, like, AI isn't just suggesting products they might like.
Yeah.
It's also giving them helpful tips, reminders, personalized support.
It's like a dedicated concierge.
Exactly.
For every single customer.
Yeah.
Guiding them through their entire journey.
Yeah. And that kind of personalization is so powerful these days.
Because everyone's bombarded with all those generic marketing messages.
Exactly. People want experiences that feel authentic.
That are tailored to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's talk about something that I know every business owner out there will appreciate.
What's that?
Improved operational efficiency.
Ah.
I mean, AI can automate all those time-consuming tasks.
Oh, absolutely.
Freeing up your team.
To do more strategic work.
Creative work.
Yeah. Think about all the hours spent on inventory tracking, customer service responses, data analysis.
It can be mind-numbing.
It can be, but it's all essential.
It is.
And AI can handle those tasks.
With incredible speed and accuracy.
Which then leads to better decision making.
Absolutely. And ultimately, a more successful business.
Right. Yeah. It's like having a super efficient assistant.
Working around the clock.
Never takes a break.
Never takes a break.
And it's not just about saving time. It's about reducing errors.
Improving accuracy.
Yeah.
And AI can also help you make sense of all that data you're collecting.
Right.
Showing you patterns, trends, insights you might have missed.
It's like having a crystal ball that shows you the future of your business.
In a way, yeah.
And that's powered by data.
Data and AI.
And AI.
Yeah.
And being able to anticipate trends and adapt to changing markets, that's so important for staying ahead of the competition.
It's essential.
Because while your competitors are still relying on those old methods,
Gut feelings
you're using AI.
to make those data-driven decisions.
It's like having an unfair advantage.
It's fair, but it's a smart advantage.
Okay, fair enough.
Yep.
So we've seen how AI can boost sales, enhance the customer experience, make things more efficient, help you make data-driven decisions, even give you a competitive edge.
AI is transforming e-commerce.
It really
No
is.
doubt.
But how can our listeners actually use these tools?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And the good news is it doesn't have to be complicated or expensive.
Okay, that's good to hear.
There are solutions for everyone.
So let's start with some advice for those who are just starting out with AI.
Okay.
If you're a beginner, where do you begin?
Well, a lot of the popular e-commerce platforms like Shopify, Amazon, WooCommerce, they have built-in AI features already.
No way. They're
Yeah,
easy to use.
they are.
So you don't have to be a coding expert
No, not at all.
to start using AI.
Yeah, it's very accessible.
Wow, that's great. So what kind of AI solutions would you recommend for beginners?
I would say start with either AI-powered chatbots
Okay.
or recommendation engines.
Okay.
They're relatively easy to set up.
And they can have a big impact.
They can deliver quick wins in terms of customer service and sales.
So it's a good way to just kind of dip your toes in.
Exactly. Test the waters without breaking the bank.
Any other tips for beginners?
Make sure your data is organized and structured.
AI loves good data.
AI thrives on good data.
Makes sense.
So the more organized your data is, the more effective your AI tools will be.
It's like laying a strong foundation.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's switch gears and talk to those who are a bit more advanced.
All right.
If you're already familiar with AI, how can you take your e-commerce game to the next level?
Well, for those who are ready to go deeper, I'd say look into integrating multiple AI tools.
To get a more comprehensive approach.
Yeah, so you could combine personalized recommendations with inventory optimization and dynamic pricing.
So it's all about making them work together.
Exactly. Create a really powerful and efficient system.
Okay, what other tips do you have for these more advanced sellers?
If you're willing to get a bit more technical, you could customize AI models.
Oh, interesting.
You might need help from developers for this,
Okay.
but it allows you to really tailor the AI to your brand and your specific business needs.
So you can get really specific.
Very specific.
That sounds really powerful.
It is.
What other exciting things are there for those who are really ready to push the boundaries?
Predictive analytics is becoming increasingly important.
I've heard that term.
It's where AI analyzes massive amounts of data
To do what?
to predict future trends and customer behavior.
So you can be proactive,
Exactly.
stay ahead of the game.
Exactly. It's like having a glimpse into the future of your business.
So you can anticipate demand, spot new trends, and make strategic decisions.
Precisely.
And for those who are really, really advanced,
Oh, yeah.
they can even build their own AI models from scratch.
Yep. There are platforms and tools for that.
Got it.
It gives you complete control over your AI solutions.
So there's a whole range of options.
From simple plug and play to highly customized AI models.
That's incredible.
It is. The key is to find the right solutions for your business.
So you need to know what your goals are.
Understand your challenges.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, so in this first part of our deep dive, we've gone from those fundamental challenges of traditional e-commerce,
The pain points.
to this amazing potential of AI.
It's a whole new world.
But this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot more to cover.
In the next part, we're going to be looking at some real-world examples.
Businesses that are using AI and getting incredible results.
And we'll also be talking about the future of AI
What's coming next?
and the trends that are shaping the industry.
It's going to be exciting.
So stay tuned for part two.
We'll continue our exploration of AI in e-commerce.
It's a fascinating world.
It is, and it's changing all the time.
So you have to keep learning.
Always learning.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the deep dive. You know, it's always really helpful for me to see how these concepts actually work in the real world.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It brings it all to life.
So let's start with, I think a pretty cool company, Stitch Fix.
Oh, yeah. They've been using AI for a long time now to personalize clothing recommendations.
Yeah, Stitch Fix, it's like having a stylist who just gets you.
Right. They've really managed to find that balance between human expertise and AI.
Oh, interesting. How so?
So they're algorithms. They analyze all sorts of things about you, like your style preferences, size, budget.
Even your social media, I think.
Yeah, even your social
Yeah.
media activity. And then they have these human stylists
Right.
who take all those AI insights
Yeah.
and they use them to put together a box of clothes just for you.
That sounds like a really good example of how AI can work with humans, not replace them.
Exactly. It's about augmentation, not replacement.
I like that.
And I mean, it's clearly working for them.
Yeah, I've heard great things about Stitch Fix.
They've got millions of subscribers.
Really?
Yeah, super loyal customer base.
That says a lot.
It does.
Okay, so what other companies are out there doing cool stuff with AI?
Well, Sephora, they're doing some really interesting things with AI-powered chatbots.
Oh, Sephora? I love
They're
Sephora.
giving personalized beauty advice.
Oh, that's smart because beauty can be so overwhelming. There's so much out there.
Right, so these chatbots, they can answer questions about products, make personalized recommendations based on your skin type.
Your makeup
Yeah,
preferences?
you can even virtually try on different shades of lipstick.
No way. That's so cool.
It is.
Have they seen any results from using these chatbots?
Absolutely. They've reported increased customer engagement and sales.
It's amazing how AI can be used in so many different ways.
Yeah, these are just a couple of examples.
I
There are
know.
tons of other businesses out there using AI to optimize logistics, personalize marketing, even predict fashion trends.
It really feels like the possibilities are endless.
They really are.
But as we're talking about all of this, it makes me wonder, how can businesses use these technologies responsibly?
That's such an important point. I mean, AI has so much potential.
But it comes with responsibility.
Yeah, you have to approach it with caution.
So, what are some things that businesses should keep in mind when they're using AI?
Well, data privacy is huge.
Yeah,
The AI
absolutely.
systems need a lot of data to work.
Right.
So you have to make sure that customer data is being handled ethically and transparently.
People need to know that their information is safe.
Exactly. They have to trust you.
And what about bias in these algorithms? I've heard a lot about that.
Yeah, that's another crucial aspect. You have to make sure your algorithms are fair.
How does bias even get into an algorithm?
Well, remember, they're trained on data.
Right.
And if that data has biases built in, the algorithm will learn those biases.
So garbage in, garbage out.
Pretty much, yeah. So you have to be very careful about the data you use.
And what about the impact on jobs? A lot of people are worried that AI is going to take away jobs.
It's a valid concern. As AI becomes more sophisticated, we do need to think about the impact on human employment.
So it's not just about automating everything.
No, it's about finding that balance between AI and human expertise.
Yeah, using AI to make our jobs better, not eliminate them.
Exactly. Create new opportunities, make work more fulfilling for everyone.
That's a really important point. It's not just about the technology, it's about the people too.
Absolutely.
So we've talked about the power of AI, the real-world applications, and even the ethical considerations.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
But let's get practical for a second. How can businesses actually get started with AI?
Well, the good news is it doesn't have to be this huge, scary thing.
Oh, good.
There are resources available for businesses of all sizes.
So where should a business begin?
Start by figuring out what your pain points are.
The problems you're trying to solve.
Exactly. What are the biggest challenges your e-commerce business is facing right now?
Okay, so know what you're trying to fix before you start looking at AI solutions.
Yeah, be strategic about it.
Yeah. Okay, so once you know what your problems are, what next?
Then you can start looking at AI solutions that are designed to address those specific problems.
Makes sense.
There's so many options out there.
Like what?
Well, you've got these big cloud-based platforms like Google Cloud AI, Amazon Machine Learning, Microsoft Azure.
Those are the big names.
Yeah, they offer a wide range of AI services.
So businesses can use those platforms without having to build their own AI infrastructure.
Exactly. It makes AI much more accessible.
And then there are also more specialized AI providers that focus specifically on e-commerce.
Oh, well.
They offer things like personalized recommendations, chatbots, dynamic pricing engines.
So there really is something for everyone.
There is, and a lot of these providers even have free trials or freemium plans.
So you can try before you buy.
Exactly. See what works best for you.
That's great advice, and I think it's important to remember that you don't have to do everything at once.
Oh, yeah. Start small. Focus on one or two areas where AI can make a big difference.
Yeah, and then grow from there. As your business grows, your AI capabilities can grow too.
It's about taking it step by step.
Exactly.
And don't be afraid to ask for help along the way.
Oh, yeah, there are so many resources out there
Like what?
online communities, industry events, consulting services. You can connect with experts.
9 people who have done it before.
Yeah, learn from their experiences.
It's all about learning and collaborating.
Absolutely.
This has been such an insightful conversation. We've explored the potential of AI, seen real-world examples, even talked about the practical side of things.
Yeah, it's been great.
But before we wrap up this part, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about.
Okay, what's that?
In a world where AI is becoming more and more common, what will make an e-commerce experience truly stand out?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What will set it apart?
I think as AI takes over more tasks, it's the human touch that will become even more valuable.
So even as we embrace AI, we can't forget about the human element.
Exactly. AI should be used to create a more personalized, intuitive, and human-centric experience. Yeah, that's what will make a difference.
Absolutely.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're wrapping up our AI in e-commerce exploration, and I'm still kind of processing everything we've talked about.
I know, right? It's a lot.
It really feels like we're at this tipping point, like things are about to change in a big way.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's a really exciting time to be involved in this space.
We've talked about voice commerce, visual search, those super personalized recommendations.
It's mind-blowing stuff.
It is, but I'm curious, what's next? What's coming down the pipeline that's going to really blow our minds?
Well, one area that I think is particularly interesting is this whole idea of hyper-personalization.
Hyper-personalization. Okay, that sounds intense.
It goes way beyond just suggesting products, you know.
So what does that even look like?
Imagine a website that, like, changes its layout, its colors, even the music.
Based on me?
Based on your browsing history, your preferences.
That's kind of creepy, but also kind of cool.
Right. It's about using data to create a more intuitive experience.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example. Let's say you're shopping for running shoes.
Okay.
AI could look at your running data, see how worn out your current shoes are, even factor in the weather.
To suggest a new pair.
Exactly, at the perfect time.
So it's like AI is becoming my personal shopper.
Basically one that knows you better than you know yourself.
That's both amazing and a little scary.
I know, right?
Yeah.
But that level of personalization could totally change online shopping.
Make it way easier.
Totally seamless.
What about augmented reality and virtual reality? We talked about those a bit earlier.
Yeah, I think those are going to be huge.
Really? You think they'll become mainstream?
I do. Imagine being able to try on clothes virtually, see how furniture would look in your house.
Or like tour a hotel room before you book it.
Exactly. It takes away all the guesswork.
That would be amazing.
And the technology is getting so much better.
So you really think it's just a matter of time?
I do.
Okay, so it seems like AI is going to shape the future of e-commerce in a major way.
No doubt about it.
But where do businesses even begin with all of this? It's a lot to take in.
The key is to have a strategy.
A plan.
Yeah. What are your goals? How can AI help you reach them?
So don't just jump on the AI bandwagon without thinking it through.
Exactly. Figure out what you want to achieve first.
Okay, what else?
Once you have a strategy, then you can start looking at different AI solutions.
And start implementing them.
Yeah, little by little.
Any other advice for businesses that are feeling overwhelmed?
Don't be afraid to start small. You don't have to do everything at once.
Just pick one or two things.
Focus on the areas where AI can make the biggest impact.
Okay, good advice.
And remember, this is an evolving field. AI is changing all the time.
So stay curious.
Read, learn, go to conferences, never stop learning.
We're all students here.
We are.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive, I think the biggest takeaway for me is that AI has the potential to completely change how we buy and sell things online.
It's going to revolutionize e-commerce.
It's an exciting time, but it's also a time to be thoughtful about how we use this technology.
Absolutely. We have to use it responsibly and ethically.
We need to prioritize things like data privacy.
Address bias.
Make sure AI is benefiting everyone.
It's about using AI for good.
Exactly.
And create a better future.
Well said.
Thanks.
So to everyone listening, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI in e-commerce.
We hope you learned something.
We hope you found it insightful and inspiring. And until next time, keep exploring, keep innovating, and keep diving deep.